Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 NH1 FY25 conference call of Fairchem Organics Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nupur Jain Kunia from Valorum Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Nupur Jain Kunia from Valorum Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Fairchem Organics Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the second quarter and first half of financial year 2025. Please note that Mr. Nuesh will not be able to participate in today's call due to an emergency, but Mr. Ranjan will take over on his behalf. Some of the statements, before we begin, a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, I would like to introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Rajan Jhaveri, CFO of the company. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Jhaveri to start with his opening remarks on the financial highlights. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Nupur, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our earnings call for the second quarter and first half of the financial year 2025. Let me first start off by giving you some of the key financial highlights. For the second quarter under review, the revenue from operations stood at rupees 139 crores, which declined by 9% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 9 crores, which declined by 48% year-on-year, with EBITDA margins at 6.28%, and the net profit was rupees 4 crores, which declined by 61% on year, with PAT margins at 2.89%. For the first half of financial year 2025, the revenue from operations stood at rupees 304 crores, which declined by 3% year on year. EBITDA was rupees 31 crores, representing a growth of 7% year on year, with EBITDA margins at 10.05%. Net profit for the period was 18 crore rupees, which has grown by around 9% year-on-year, with PAT margins reported at 5.9%. I would now give you operational highlights for the period under review. On the operational front, for the quarter under review, sales of finished goods declined by 15.60% and 15.90% respectively in terms of volume and value on a Q2Q basis. The demand for linoleic acid / soya fatty acid, which goes to from the paint sector, remained low, especially in the second half of the quarter, impacting the financial performance. In the month of September 2024, the Indian government increased custom duties by 22% on certain types of crude vegetable oils, resulting in higher raw material costs for our dimer acid production. The custom duty on dimer acid import remained same, and so the company had to absorb higher raw material costs both to stay competitive as well as retain its market share in domestic market. As a result, the EBITDA margin declined to 6.28%, mainly due to higher relatively higher raw material costs as a percentage to sales and also absolute decline in the revenues also. Having said this, the silver lining still continues to be that the company remains quite optimistic about its value-added product isostearic acid. With that, I open the floor for a question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pratik Kulkarni from Kamyaka Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I had a few questions. I mean, I had two, three questions. First, like you said that the duty on the raw materials has been increased. It's almost 22% now. So is my understanding correct that we are not able to pass on the dimer acid, not able to pass on it to the dimer acid prices due to imports from dimer acids coming at very low prices?
Yeah, that is right. Because China, nothing has happened, and in case of dimer acid, we are competing with imported dimer from China. So China prices remain same, and custom duty on the dimer import has also remained same at 7.5%.
Okay, so what would be the, you know, what would have been the difference, you know, the import the import duty on raw materials did not increase. So what would have been the difference between the import price of dimer acid and our selling price of dimer acid?
See, our policy all these years has been that whatever is the imported price, CIF landed cost of China, Chinese dimer acid, plus this non-convertible custom duty of 8.25%, and whatever amount comes, suppose it comes to 100 rupees, then our price would be 98 or 99 rupees. That is our formula. So since this custom duty has remained same and Chinese import price also has more or less remained same, the price which at which we can sell also has more or less remained same. But the raw material which we need for making this dimer acid, the price of that has increased. So we are compelled to absorb this additional raw material cost if we want to make and retain our market share in dimer acid. And we have decided to maintain the price to retain our market share because we believe that one day, maybe one quarter later or maybe few months more later, government will have to reverse this. This cannot go on forever. Once the farmers sell their produce of whatever oilseed, soya, etc., government may come out with reversal of this duty. That is what we hope.
And what would be, you know, expected timeline for the same?
We will not know. No, this is government decision. We did not know when this notification came on 14th of September. We came to know on that day only that government has come out with this. So when the government will withdraw on that day only, we will come to know that government has withdrawn this. So we are not that big enough to have any sense in advance about this.
Right, right. So looking at, you know, some good points at isostatic acid, so how is our demand panning out there? How are our shipments doing there?
See, why we are sticking to this dimer production, the another reason is this isostatic acid. When we make dimer acid, we simultaneously get monobasic acid. And monobasic acid is the basic raw material for making isostatic acid. Isostatic acid has given a response, tremendous good response from various customers, and many such approvals are expected in the coming months. So we are quite optimistic about this quantum sale of isostatic acid, and that is why we want more of monobasic acid. And if we want more of monobasic acid, we will have by default more of dimer acid. And if we have more of dimer acid, we will have to sell it. So we have to retain our market share by making the competitive price.
Okay. So one last question would be, two questions I had. So how is the demand from the paint sector? You mentioned in your presentation that the demand has been low.
Yeah, demand from the paint sector, particularly from middle of August onwards, was very low. And in case if you have happened to see the commentary and the results of Asian Paint, which is having the largest market share in Indian market, their CEO also said the same thing. That particularly decorative paint, and our linoleic acid to Asian Paint, etc., and other companies, it goes for decorative painting. And there was a lack of demand for decorative painting, and in fact, at least for the coming 6 months also, CEO has somewhat sounded pessimistic about this paint sector. Of course, we are not going by that commentary, but that is what I am telling you, that is what Asian Paint, the CEO has said about 2-3 days back.
Okay. And the last question would be, we had given a guidance of 10-15% volume growth for FY25. So, is that the guidance still same, or are we revising it?
We are not as of now revising it, but it will be difficult to achieve, considering that the second quarter did not achieve that volume growth, and that is unlikely that the third quarter also may achieve that kind of volume growth, because unless and until government reverses this, we will be going somewhat slow on this.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's from my side.
We will try our best to explore other means and achieve the growth if possible, particularly during fourth quarter, whatever growth is possible.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address the questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. I repeat, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harini Dedia from Tamuhara Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, this notification, came in for the excise duty hike on 14 September. So, this 15 days in a quarter, would that have affected our gross margin by so much?
No. That gross margin effect was mainly because of lack of demand from paint sector.
Okay.
That is what I said, that from middle of August onwards, there was a lack of demand from the paint sector. I understand that this 14 September notification will have a limited impact for the quarter per se, but there was a lack of demand per se as such, though, but from the middle of August, it was more pertinent.
Okay, got it. And sir, isostatic, we had mentioned in the presentation that we started shipment, so that is in Q3 itself, right? So in the month of October, we would have started shipments, or even
no,
earlier?
No, we have started shipments from January only onwards, January 2024 onwards in a small way. And now it is getting momentum, and we hope that by the beginning of the next financial year, we will achieve quite good volume. The third quarter also, the October-December quarter, will have perhaps the same volume as the this quarter, July-September quarter. But from January-March 25 quarter, as we will receive more of approvals, because at many places, at many companies world over, where our samples have gone many months back, we are awaiting the approval, because this is a long-term process. Our isostatic acid sample, they would use to make their product, and then it will undergo some test of a certain period, maybe 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, depending upon the company's policy. And after that only we will get the approval. So we are expecting approval from many of them during the quarter of January-March 2025. And we, on our part, are gearing ourselves to meet that demand of isostatic acid also. So that is what we have mentioned in our presentation also, that isostatic acid under these present circumstances of lack of demand from paint sector and increase of custom duty, isostatic acid still continues to be our silver lining.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirak Shah from Exemplar Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. What has been the sales volume for the quarter?
Sales volume for the quarter, I think it is already mentioned in the presentation. If not mentioned, I will tell you. Sales volume for the quarter two was 14,000 plus tons.
14,000 plus. And what is the contribution of linoleic soya fatty acid over Q2 sales, as also that of dimer acid?
Typically between linoleic acid and dimer acid, our in terms of value, the contribution ranges from 65% to 68%, and this quarter also, the contribution between linoleic acid and dimer acid put together was about 68-69%. In the previous quarter also, it was around 67% put together. So, linoleic acid and dimer acid as of now still continue to be our prime product. Going forward, isostatic acid also will become a prime product, but as of now, these two are the prime products.
Okay, and since we are almost at the middle of Q3, And after end of September, we have seen a significant rise to the tune of almost 35% in global palm oil prices, as also soya and sun. So how do you see it impacting our sales and margins this quarter? Will it translate to higher realization for Q3 for our end products?
So we are not into refined oil business. Ne? See, the price of refined oil has increased. For us, the raw material price has increased. And as I say, dimer acid, which contributes nearly 24-25%, the raw material price has increased, but we are not able to pass it on because we are competing with Chinese dimer. And there, so our contribution is going to take a big beating. So there is no question of increasing the margin during October, because already 45 days have already gone off this quarter. So October-December quarter, we cannot expect to increase the margin compared to July-September performance.
Okay, but I think global end product prices are based on palm oil, right?
That depends. Palm, of course, has risen substantially after this duty enhancement. We understand that there are more, two or three reasons for this. First, Thailand perhaps has banned this export of palm from their country, and Indonesia has perhaps diverted some of its palm for biodiesel. Earlier, it was allowing some blending of 30%. We understand that it is going to allow more percent from January or somewhere onwards. It is going to allow more percent. So, from export from Indonesia also may come down. And India, being a highly populated country, is approximately importing 50-60% of its vegetable oil from countries like Indonesia, Malaysia, Russia, Ukraine, which are under war, and Brazil and Argentina for soya, Russia and Ukraine for sunflower, and Indonesia and Malaysia mainly for palm.
And what is the status of the project with respect to that new raw material and new product that we are planning to commission?
Yeah, that pilot plant work is going on as of now. So it will be somewhere going, it can go on stream somewhere in financial year 25-26 only.
Oh, thank you very much. I will get back.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Vikaria from Budrani Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, this isothric acid, in terms of turnover, how much would that be for quarter two, if you can give some number?
Yeah, I can give you some number. I don't mind giving the numbers for all these things, but you all the participants, you will have to understand one thing. That whatever we are sharing here and whatever we are talking here, we are required to share this audio tape on stock exchanges. Then we are required to share this printout also with the stock exchanges. And for linoleic acid, our competitors, whoever 3-4 competitors, Indian competitors are there, they are unlisted competitors. But they know that we are listed competitors, we are having this quarterly earnings call, you people are asking, and I don't mind you people asking the question, and you people are asking so many questions about the quantity, volume, etc., and they are listening and they are taking their business
Sir, if you can help me understand, sir, the profitability that has come, the margins that have come for this quarter, is it because of the contribution of isothiocyanic acid or lionic acid?
It is a value-added product. Now, see, you have to understand one thing, Mr. Chirag. Like a petroleum refinery, which purchases Brent and makes different products, petrol, diesel, aviation fuel, furnace oil, etc., we also purchase a base product from the vegetable oil refinery and extract different fatty acids, upgrade these. Isostearic acid is a valuable product from monobasic acid. For almost 20 years, from 2002 to 2023, for 20 years, we have been selling monobasic acid. We started working on upgradation of monobasic acid in our R&D somewhere in 2019 or so, and now came out with a valuable product. So what I'm trying to say is that from one raw material, we are making this value-added product. So there is no separate contribution. It is the contribution, this profit, it is not based on any particular product. It is a combined composite thing that we are making.
Okay, okay. So, sir, for us, what is critical going forward is the duty component, right?
Very critical for us is reversal of this hike in duty by government is very critical. Otherwise, we were, according to us, we were well on the course of achieving better performance based on this our isostearic acid achievement. But this government notification that created a havoc. Now we will have to wait for this reversal of government. And of course, paint, this demand from paint. But we expect that ultimately India being a 150 crore population country, demand for paint to ultimately will get back. Maybe one quarter late or whenever.
With some new players coming up, wouldn't the offtake be more with new players coming in paint segment?
But see, supply would be more, but the demand would depend on consumers. Ne?
Right, correct.
And mind one thing, we have the approval from other paint companies also. So don't think that since Asian Paint may lose some share to other competitors, but we are not worried on that. We are supplying to Berger also. Our samples have been approved by Grasim also. We are supplied to Alkydes resin manufacturers who ultimately supply to ICI, etc. also. So it is not that we are exclusively supplying to Asian Paints Limited. But Asian Paints Limited has been our major customer.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Narendra from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So, sir, given the headwinds that we are facing, right, so the current margin of 6%, so I believe unless the government policy changes and the paint demand comes back, for this year, so the recovery doesn't seem possible, right? So the margins could be around this level only, right?
Narendra, there are earlier whatever we discussed, there are 2-3 points on this. First is we said that isostearic acid, we are quite optimistic for January-March 2025 quarter. If that happens, it will help us in improving our margin. As far as paint sector demand is concerned, that also we are hoping that it can go worse even for one more quarter of October-December, but from subsequent quarter it should revive because ultimately India is a 150 crore population country and export market also could be there. So that is another thing as far as January-March 2025 quarter is concerned. As far as government duty is concerned, we cannot say anything because it is absolutely government's decision. But as we earlier said in response to someone else's question, October-December quarter could be impacted, most likely impacted because 45 days have already gone.
Okay, understood, sir. And just, what if everything falls in place? What kind of margin should we expect? I mean, just...
Then whatever we had earlier said that we will be aiming to achieve 14-15% EBITDA margin, we again well on course to achieving that kind of margin of 14-15%.
Okay, sir. And any more details that you could give on the new...
Then it would become... There are two things. One, it would become UPSI. More detail. And another thing, just now what I said, that our competitors are having more post-mortem of whatever we are sharing than the participants in this call.
No, sir. I'm asking about the new raw material, if you could.
New raw material, that work is going on. I said in the pilot, now it at laboratory scale, it is over. Now we have purchased the pilot plant. So pilot plant work would start. And then the plant work would start in the financial year 25-26.
Okay.
Plant erection would start after the successful pilot plan. Plant erection would start in the financial year 25-26.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participant, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Damodar Balega from DB Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, good afternoon.
The first question is, now, as you rightly said, this notification on the custom duty has come in 15 September. So the drop in the gross margin is mainly due to the drop in demand from the paint segment. Is that understanding is correct?
drop in the margin is substantially due to lack of demand from the paint sector and partly due to these notifications.
Partly. But now, my question is, now that, you know, you will have this, you know, this notification effect for the full 3 months, so for the Q3, you said it will get impacted. So that means the gross margin could come down drastically again further, let's say up to 12% or so for Q3?
We are trying to do some alternative things. Again, it is a business kind of a thing to ensure that our performance do not further deteriorate than what it is in. You are quite worried about that the performance may further deteriorate in Q3 compared to Q2 because it will have a full impact of the duty. I can understand that. But on our part, we are trying our best to ensure that our performance remains at par at Q2 level.
Actually, my next question was that only ki any action taken by the management to reduce this impact. So is that, utilizing the alternative raw material, but anyway, you said that you are putting up the plant only next financial year, so that also will not come handy, correct?
Yeah, that will not come handy, but we are exploring other things, and which I cannot disclose as of now.
Okay.
We are trying our best to ensure that the performance doesn't further deteriorate. Let us see how it goes.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Sir, my second question is regarding the paints. See, out of the linoleic acid that we sell, what is the percent of that sales to Asian Paints, sir? Percentage-wise, you can tell me. How much we are dependent on them?
Approximately, out of our total sales, approximately two-third would be to Asian Paints Limited.
Okay. Now, my question is, in case if other paint manufacturers pick up in the decorative segment, is there any chance we can supply to them? Because you said we have already been approved by them.
No, we are supplying to others also in small quantities already. We have been approved by everybody.
No, then why? See, once we had increased our capacity.
Remunerative prices will be the main criteria compared to Asian Paints.
No, agree. Instead of, keeping it idle or running at a lower capacity, maybe it makes sense to supply to other players,
We are not keeping it idle. No? That particular raw material, we are not keeping it idle.
Achha. So that means then why the sales are down? Because you said sales are down because of the, drop in demand from the paint segment.
Yeah.
What I was thinking is that you are producing, let's say, 100 kg, you are able to sell only, let's say, 60 kg.
Yeah.
The remaining 40 kg, instead of keeping it, we can sell it to other paint players, no, sir?
But that other paint company, if it gives us the desired margin, then only we will produce, no? That is what I am trying to tell.
Agreed. But even if they are giving lesser margin, instead of keeping it in our storage line, does it not make sense to sell it to them?
It should completely recover our cost, and then it should have some margin. Ne? Otherwise, there is no point in running the machine. Ne?
Achha. Okay, got it, sir. Correct. Okay, fine.
In paint sector, there is no customer like Asian Paints Limited. Let me tell you up front.
In terms of
everything, fair dealing, timely payment, etc., everything.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, our capacity is, based on the raw material processing, is around 120,000 metric ton. So what is the capacity utilization as on 30th September?
120,000 metric tons, we have already earlier said that we have now divided it in two parts. 80,000 for our present set of activities and 40,000 we have earmarked for that new set of products which is under development. So that 40,000 is now earmarked. So we are now talking about the capacity utilization out of these 80,000. And as I said, what we process during these is approximately 14,500. So annualized, you can consider annualized 60,000. So again, 80,000 tons of installation, annualized based on this quarter was 60,000. So 75% utilization you can consider for this quarter.
Okay. So this 40,000 means when you're earmarked for the development of the new products means you're not utilizing for the regular production, right?
Yeah. Because those equipments, some of the equipments we have earmarked for that new product and the balance equipment we will be procuring after the successful pilot plant run.
Okay. So that means if you're taking it as a 75% capacity utilization, so that means we are having only 25% additional spare capacity, if there is any further increase in the demand, correct?
Yeah, that is right.
Okay. Sir, next is, are we doing any other capex, sir, during the current financial year?
Not too much, except for solar. In case if we decide to go for solar plant, then there could be an capex of maybe up to 30-35 crores for solar. Otherwise, for our present set of activities, whatever expense, capex we had to incur, most of the expense we have incurred, and maybe some 5-10 crores is left out, which we will be incurring maybe by March 2025 from our internal accruals.
Agreed. So how much it could become, sir? How much approximately, other than this solar?
About 5 crores only by March 2025.
Then, sir, why you are asking this question is, there is an increase in the debt as on 30th September.
Sir, I request
I'll complete this question. Sorry, sir?
There is no case of increase in debt. I will tell you, earlier we were utilizing this Asian Paints bill discounting facility, whereby we were knocking out the receivables on one side, and we were not, instead of booking the borrowing, because bank had no recourse to us on the due date. They had recourse to Asian Paints Limited. So under the accounting guidelines, we were not required to book it as a date. So though we were availing the facility, we were not booking it as date. On the contrary, we were knocking off receivables. But now we are not utilizing that facility. So now there is receivables on one side of Asian Paints Limited for 60 days, and on the other side, there is a short-term borrowing.
Okay, got it, sir, got it. Okay, thank you very much and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Keval Shah from Jita Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you said that we had 15% drop in volumes and 15% drop in revenues this quarter.
Yeah.
But we see gross margin in terms of percentage basis. So while, you know, drop in revenue and volume is fine because obviously the application industry, paints industry had not done well. But sir, why have, if we compare Q2 with Q1, why have gross margins dropped from 30% to 24%?
Gross margin also would drop, man, because see, there are two things. One, so this duty increase during last 15 days or so. And when there is a lack of demand from the paint sector, generally what would happen, whatever limited quantity they would want to buy, they would try to bargain hard with us. You take any business. See, if it is passing through a bad time, what would happen? Your sales price would tend to be lower than the normal sales price because the buyer is in a commanding position. So these are all business secrets. If we discuss all these things, all these Asian Paints Limited and our competitors in linoleic acid, etc., they only would come to know. You would know and would be satisfied with the answer. But what we are sharing is ultimately hurting us and ultimately hurting our shareholders only and the investors only.
No, understood that, sir. My only thing was that the effect of, the duty hike was only for 15 days, so we were just
I understand, but then in case you are doing business, you would have undergone this particular phenomenon about which I talk.
Right. And we are continuing to see that, right, sir? For paints, not for the timer.
We are continuing to see that and continuing to see that in a big way.
Okay. And sir, a second question was on isostatic acid. When, let's say in quarter four, when we come up with, we get right approvals and the orders are there and we can, start shipping in full output capacity. Sir, do you think that the margins that I don't want a quantitative number because you correctly mentioned that it's kind of, it would not help either the management or the shareholders. But sir, just some colors that when we start doing it in full capacity, do you think it has ability to offset whatever hit that we have got due to the duty hike in dimer acid? Do you think that it has the ability in consolidation to get the margins to around 12-15% even if the duty hike persists, even if duty hike is not reversed?
Up to 12%, yeah, it has the ability to hit the margin up to 12%, even if the duty hike is not revert. Only if the pain from demand is revived and yes. Isostatic is, we receive approval from so many customers, then yes, it has the ability to go up to 12%.
And then, sir, do we have any sort of an indication that we should be receiving good amount of approvals by like Q4 of this financial year, like Q4 or maybe starting of next financial year? Do we have the right indications there?
We are hoping that it is difficult because see, these are all foreign developed countries, Europe and USA and Japan and Singapore and those kinds of countries. Now you can understand that they may have their own protocols for granting approvals, etc.
Right. So that still may, the trial run process.
We are hoping that during January-March 2025 quarter, we should be receiving more approvals.
Okay, right.
And we are now targeting, one more thing, which perhaps in the previous quarter we might not have discussed.
Yeah.
Our initial shipments of this isostatic acid from January onwards till date, and it was going for lubricants. But now we are targeting that costlier market of cosmetics. And all these approvals are required for cosmetics. And since cosmetics are to be applied on the human skin, it will need more approval. Lubricant is one thing, and cosmetic, it is like a semi kind of a pharma US FDA. Because humans consume the drug, this US FDA, etc. requirement is there. And similarly, if we want to apply this isostatic acid in use in cosmetics, the cosmetics are ultimately used by the human beings only, and that is why they need to be more cautious before granting their approval. And that is why it takes more time.
Right, sir.
But it is a costlier product. Against that, let me tell you one thing. Compared to lubricants, the application for cosmetics can fetch a somewhat higher value.
Okay. Okay. And lubricant in itself would be much higher value, let's say.
In absolute terms, so it is the highest price product of our entire product basket.
Right. Understood, sir. And sir, the last question was on the 40,000 ton capacity that we have earmarked for the new raw material. Sir, what stage of development are we in right now for that?
As I said, it is done in laboratory scale. Now we have procured pilot plant, and the pilot plant work would start. And after the successful pilot plant run, we will proceed with the erection of the plant in financial year 25-26.
Okay. And sir, the application industry for the new raw material, have you discussed that, or is it something that you would want to discuss at a later stage?
No, because if we tell you what is the application of this, then everybody would come to know what is the product.
Okay. But it is very much in line, right?
It is very much within the oil, that our core competency only. We are not going for something that we are into this oil and fat business and we are going into cement. No, nothing of that kind of a thing. It is overall within this specialty chemicals, specialty oleochemicals only.
Okay. Understood, sir. Got it. All right. Thank you, sir.
And we are going to be the first company in India to make these kinds of products.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much for giving an opportunity to speak.
Welcome.
Yeah, we are very disappointed with the result presented by the company due to the government policy.
We are also equally disappointed.
Yes. And can you tell me how could you say that this duty will be reversed?
We are not saying duty will be. We are hoping that once the farmer sells their produce, government will have to consider reversing this duty, because see, it has already increased the prices of all the oil. See, government is trying to balance between farmers on one side and consumers like you and me on the other side. With this imposition of duties, all this soya oil price, which was ruling around 100 rupees, has already become 130, 134. So ultimately, we will end up paying more price for these, and so that would get reflected in the inflation. See, October inflation has already risen, and if it continues, it will have further effect on the inflation. So government may be forced to take the decision once farmers are through with their inventory. We are not saying, we do not know. We are not part of the government.
So we are hoping only, right? We are hoping. So we cannot say come whether government will reduce or not. That is, nobody can say, right?
I agree.
So how we will compensate this loss of a duty with other products margin? Is it possible to compensate this margin with the other products or any new product line or any innovative product by end of this year?
We already discussed this with previous, many of the previous speakers raised these points. We already discussed these. The righteous theory can give us additional contribution. Revival from paint sector can give additional contribution. And as far as this is concerned, it is hardly we can do anything. Of course, we are exploring in our own way, but it is at a very nascent stage, and it is difficult to say that how it can go. But still the government reverses its duty. This absorption of the additional raw material cost by us would be there.
Okay, right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address the questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. I repeat, please limit your questions to two per participant. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mirav Gosalia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So this the first half, as if we see the balance sheet, we have seen that the trade receivables has gone from FY24, it was around like 55 crores. And in H1 25, it is around 80 crores. And the current borrowings has also increased. So is it the thing that, not just we are able to pass on the prices to our customers, but also we'll have to, give more lenient credit terms to them as well to maintain our market share?
You were on the call about 10-15 minutes back also, because one of the speakers asked this question and I said that what arrangement we earlier had with Asian Paints and what we are doing. So because of that, now we have higher trade receivables on one side and higher borrowing on the other side. That is one thing. The other thing is this isostatic acid which we are selling to European and US customers, where we have to extend. They are all big companies. No need to worry as far as recovery of money is concerned. They are all big companies. And we are required to extend additional credit compared to what we have been generally extending for our prime products in Indian market. And that is why these higher trade receivables, and going forward, these trade receivables will further increase as we increase the sales of isostatic acid. But according to us, as far as European and US customers are concerned, we are quite not worried on that. Because they are big companies.
Okay, right. And also, sir, about the new product which we are about to start with, is it a high value and a high margin product?
It is a high value product. Whether it is high margin or not would be known only after the detailed study is done. Detailed study in the sense that after the pilot plant results are available, because on the basis of lab scale, you cannot work out the economics. Pilot plant would give better indication. Because yields are very important. And in pilot plant, what kind of yields we are getting, that is very important. Based on that, margin would be decided.
Right, sure. And so the current capacity for isostatic acid is around 2,000 tons per annum, right?
Current capacity though is more than 2,000 tons per annum. We can go up to 3,000 tons per annum.
Okay, sure. And so if the demand goes up, can we shift our capacity more to isostatic acid if we get the demand and the approval?
No, isostatic acid is a value-added product from monobasic acid. So if more monobasic acid is available, then only more isostatic acid will be available. And for more monobasic acid, you will simultaneously get more dimer acid. So if you are able to sell more dimer acid, then only you will be able to get more monobasic acid, and then only you will be able to get more isostatic acid. So everything is linked to that extent, and we are going in that manner only. As of now, though our isostatic acid capacity is 3,000, but we are already working out as to how we can increase the same in future if the demand further increases.
Okay, right. So, and the other industry that we are currently...
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I request you to come back for a follow-up question.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Damodar Balika from DB Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, this new product where your VR mark that 40,000, you said the pilot plant would be, you know, constructing from next financial year. So that would take minimum 6 to 9 months to construct, then commissioning. Thereafter only you would be requiring that 40,000 capacity, right?
Yeah, that erection, etc. may take up to 9 months. You are right.
Correct. So that means in the meantime, if there is any increase in demand, can we utilize that 40,000 or not?
Out of that 40,000, at the most, we can utilize up to 10,000.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Sir, this solar, you said, you know, there is an investment of 30 to 35 crores. Now, question is, when you will be taking a decision and how much saving it will be there for the company?
See, as far as saving is concerned, the solar, the tentative working which we have done, it is having a payback period of four and a half years.
Okay.
So the present ruling interest rates are around 9%. So four and a half years is a very good period for payback. And as far as implementation period is concerned, we have identified two pieces of land, but you will be aware if you are based in Gujarat or maybe anywhere in India, this land title, etc., particularly in rural area, how difficult it is. So once we identify, once we zero in on a particular piece of land, out of two, three options which are available, and subsequently the title, you know, certificate, etc., that process itself will be the main thing. Otherwise, I understand that implementation of solar plant per se, once the title is cleared, land registration is done, payment is made, etc., and it is handed over for the installation, it should not take more than 60 days. That is what I understand.
Okay, and how much savings it would give us, sir?
I said it is having a payback period of four and a half years.
Okay. And the cost?
What we are required to do, whatever we consume here at our factory and whatever we generate at the solar plant, we have to pass on that units to the Uttar Gujarat Big Company Limited, and we get the credit for that. Presently, we are getting power at 9.75 rupees per unit, so we will get the credit of 9.75%, provided it is matching. In case if it is an excess generation for any reason, then the excess generation credit would be only 2 or 2.5 to 3 rupees only. But generally, that would not happen unless our plant has remained closed due to any reason, and during that period, if there is a generation, otherwise, there is not likely to be such kind of a case. We have worked out accordingly only.
Okay, and the investment is on the higher side because we are purchasing the land also, correct?
Yeah, we are purchasing the land also. That is why.
Okay. Sir, there few years back, we had purchased a plant in one of the industrial areas, so that has remained vacant only as on day?
Yeah, it is vacant only as on day.
So there is no plan for any immediate usage of that?
No plant immediately, because in case if for any activity you create a separate plant there, it will entirely entail that additional setup cost, etc. So till first time we can absorb whatever we want to do at our present plant, we would prefer to do here only. You will understand that if you put up an entire different setup, that additional cost, what kind of additional cost it could be.
True. So a lot of infrastructure and
basic,
so all that would be.
So we are trying to utilize this as a first thing by making space wherever available, wherever there is an opportunity, going from horizontal tanks to vertical tanks, etc., etc., doing those kinds of things.
Okay. So since you are busy with this,
I request you to come back for a follow-up question.
Okay.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Chiraj Bakeria from Budrani Finance. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, I wanted to know, sir, you have said that you have a spare capacity of, you know, additional capacity of 40,000 ton, and then you have mentioned that you will be erecting a plant in FY26. Can you clarify, sir? I got a bit confused.
We have earmarked the capacity with some equipment. That additional equipment for that particular set of products are to be obtained, and that would be decided based on the pilot plant.
Okay. So, sir, in case, you know, you move ahead with this plan, how much would be the capex then for the new machinery?
That also it is difficult to accurately say anything about that. only our gas work, which could be plus minus whatever, it could be additional 35-40 crores. But it is, as I said, it could go wrong anyway. This is very preliminary estimate, and based on the pilot, after the results of pilot plant are available, because yields in this particular thing is most important, and for obtaining that yield, what kind of equipment we will need. See, if the equipments are custom made, then it may take longer also, because the equipment manufacturer will need more time for that. So everything would be known only after the pilot plant test is completed.
Okay. And so second thing on this duty, sir, if this duty was to persist, would it make a case for increasing in the price of dimer acid then?
It will not be possible, because then to an extent it will be possible, because all the Indian consumers would be wanting to keep us also as one of the sources. But what will happen, presently our share is 65% on 65 to 70%, and imported share is 30 to 35%. That ratio may get reversed.
Okay.
Chinese import would become 65%, and our share will be 35% if we increase the price beyond what is the landed cost of Chinese dimer. Because otherwise their ingredient cost also will go up.
Sir, qualitatively, the dimer that you supply vis-a-vis the Chinese one,
matching.
Okay, so it is an arbitrage. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Damodar Baleka from DB Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, thanks once again for the opportunity. Sir, I had this question regarding the increasing the tocopherol concentration. So we are not focusing on that?
Yeah, we are not focusing on that as of now. See, because world over, these toco business is controlled, more than 80% business is controlled by these three giants.
Hello.
They sense this thing, particular thing.
Sir, in between you went off, sir. We could not hear. Can you repeat from the beginning? You said the four major players are there in the tocopherol. Thereafter, we didn't hear you.
Three major U.S. companies, Cargill, ADM, and earlier Cognis, and now it is taken over by some Kensing solution. These three companies controlled 80% of mixed tocopherol market in the world. And okay. Further, this tocopherol business is a cyclical kind of a business as far as its pricing is concerned. Because we are in this business since 1996.
Okay.
We started only with the exclusive business of tocopherol only in 1996. And in September 2000, we received the first shock of a 60% overnight drop in the price. So we know this business more. And about 5-6 years back only, Nausbhai, sensing this particular thing that this has been the history of tocopherol business, he decided to focus more on fatty acid business and decided to expand only for fatty acid business only. So tocopherol business now is a, because we have been doing this business and because we want to remain in this business, whenever we get orders from these US customers, whenever they have a short supply and they approach us, then only we make the tocopherol concentrate and supply to them. Otherwise, it is not that focused area, though it continues to be in our product line.
Okay. But you had some problems in sourcing the raw material, soya bean.
Raw material is in a very short, it comes out in a very short quantity, in a very low quantity. Comes into small quantity, it is 0.15% or 0.20% only of the crude soya oil refined by these refineries. So the quantity itself, and there are already 2-3 other players in this. There is space for only one player, and there are already 2-3 players in this business. We doubt whether those 2-3 other players are also making money or not. But we on our part have decided to remain focused on this fatty acid business.
Okay. Sir, lastly, on the isostatic acid, is it possible for you to tell us how much sales we can expect in 25 and 26? Sir? If you don't want to give us the volume, that is okay. Just tell us how much, in value terms we can expect in 25 and 26?
Well, value terms financial year 25, 26, so it can go up to any amount. It can go up to, I will tell you. Isostearic acid can go up to at peak capacity of about 3,000. I don't know when we will achieve this, but theoretically, I'm saying at peak capacity we can go up to 150 crores.
And is it possible to tell us how much we can do in FY25 at least?
FY25 would depend on what kind of approvals.
Approvals and all. So if you get all the approvals, let's say by April, then FY26 itself we can achieve this, no sir?
No, as of now, to our capacity, as I said, our capacity, we are gradually ramping up the capacity. Ne? And even if we receive the approval, the ordering process could be slow. Ne? Initially, they may take one container only, and then they may be using one container. See, the approval will be in a multiple stage. As of now, they are approving the sample. Then they would take the full production lot. And the production lot would reach, nowadays, so after 45 days, so it would reach US.
Correct.
From the seaport. And after that, it will reach their plant. And then they will use it. They will make their product. And again, that will go under testing, etc. So it could be a gradual. Once they are fully satisfied about our quality on a consistent basis, then only the full kind of orders would be received. See, it is a difficult product, but in the world only four companies, if I correctly understand, only four companies are making these isostearic acids. So it is not an easy product, no?
Okay, so that means it is gradual. Maybe by FY27, at least, you know, we can reach that figure based on whatever you are saying. Sir, and lastly about this alternate raw material, that we can expect by FY26 to be ready, let's say by December 25?
That is what I said. Everything would depend on the result of pilot plant. I think once or twice I said that yield is very important in taking the decision. So that we will come to know only after the pilot plant result is available.
Sir, this pilot plant, what you are talking is, it is for the alternate raw material also, as well as for that value-added products also. Both we are using the same pilot plant?
Which value-added product? Value-added product part is already completed. We are now talking of another set of that 40,000 earmark capacity only, na, for the pilot plant.
So what I'm saying is, so you, the pilot plant is same for both this purpose, or it is different for each one of them?
From that raw material, we are going to make two products, which are novel products. Again, we will be among the first in India. That is what we are talking of, from one raw material to finished products.
Okay. I got it, sir. Got it. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take this as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management from Faircam Organics Limited for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings conference call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers, Mr. Valorem Advisors. We once again feel sorry that our CMD, Sri Nahusbhai, could not remain present to answer the questions of the participants. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Faircam Organics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.